Hello, welcome to the Monday Morning Meditation. This is Reverend Karen Cleveland, and today we are going to be connecting with plant life because plants can offer us connections to life forms that are completely different from our own and can bring us a completely new experience. And this is based on the book From Science and Spiritual Practices by Rupert Sheldrake. So if you are in that book discussion group, this would coincide with chapter 4. But anyone and everyone can get benefit out of this meditation. So to start, I encourage you to sit back or lay back and get comfortable and in a spot where you really feel secure where you're sitting or laying. And take a deep breath. Take 3 deep breaths to really anchor you in there, to that place of safety and comfort. And I invite you to close your eyes if you're comfortable doing that, just to help with the inward focus. Although there is a point, if you have a plant in front of you, I will ask you to open your eyes. But if you do not have a plant or a picture of a plant, it's okay to just imagine one in your head. So, and as you take those deep breaths, anchoring into yourself, grounding yourself into the earth and this time, this space, I encourage you to think of or to look at a plant that is close to you. A plant where you can see the difference in the leaves and the stalk, if there's flowers on it, if you might be able to see the root system. It can be any kind of plant, big or small. And what I'm going to ask you to do, even if it's in your mind's eye and not looking at a physical plant, is to really look at the base and perhaps the stalk, if there is one, of this plant. And without touching it or trying to touch it, imagine how the surface of the plant feels if you were to touch it. Is it prickly? Is it soft? Is it a little bit hairy or furry? Would it be hard or soft? Would it be cold or wet or warm? What does the outside of this plant stalk look like? And now actually take your own hand and touch your own skin. And if your arm is available, uncovered, just run your hand lightly down your arm and your skin, and what does it feel like? And compared to the plant, how is it the same? And compared to the plant, how is it different? And really take a minute and maybe go back to the plant and pretend to run your hand down the plant as well. And see if it's different in your imagination, of course. See if it feels different or the same. And now I ask you to take a deep breath to re-anchor yourself. And as you look at the plant, imagine its circulation system. How do you see or experience energy running through the plant? And does it flow from the ground up, or does it flow from where the sun might hit it down, or is it a circular system, exchange of energy? Perhaps it has a circulatory system like our blood system. Imagine, how does the exchange of energy flow through this plant? And now, reflect on your own body. And how does your circulation feel? And it might be your blood that you want to feel into. It might be your lymphatic system. It could even be your digestive system. But feel the exchange of energy through your body. And how does it flow through your body? How do you feel it? Do you feel it as liquid, as solid, as rough, as soft, hard, fuzzy, warm, cold? And how does that compare with the plant? And now focus your attention back to the plant. And imagine if the plant had thoughts, had dreams, had aspirations. What do you suppose this plant aspires to do? And is there something in these thoughts and aspirations, inspirations, is there something you can take away from this plant? Is there a message it might give you about following its aspiration? Maybe the plant has information about challenges that are completely overcome in a way that you wouldn't have imagined. And focusing on the plant again, how do you suppose it overcomes its challenges? Can you get a good idea from this connection on how it reacts, how it performs, how it grows? What does it do to overcome an obstacle? Is it a new growth pattern? Is it a life and death cycle pattern? Is it something that is dependent on another animal or insect to help it spread or grow or birth? Is it completely independent in its growth, life, and death cycle, or does it rely on others? And as we wrap up this time together, you may want to thank the plant for any insights that were received. And I think as you begin to come back into the present time and space, into the room you're in, with your feet flat on the floor or however they are, but feeling your hands and feet in this time on this earth, is there something you can take away from this plant? And maybe there's other plants out there that might offer you other lessons, other experiences that you wouldn't have thought about before until connecting with this one plant. So I encourage you to take the ideas, the thoughts, the feelings, the solutions to obstacles, take them forward with you in the day, in the week, and see how they might help you. And I wish you a very good week, a very good day. This is Reverend Karen Cleveland again, and I hope to talk to you again soon with the next meditation.